The $600 ceiling would cover both the payday loan itself and the interest that companies charge. The plan would also ban rollovers, meaning someone who's unable to pay off a loan when it comes due would be barred from taking out another payday loan to cover it. The Democrats dropped a plan to cap interest rates at 36%, a limit the industry claimed would have driven them out of business. Oshkosh Democrat Gordon Hintz initially supported that rate cap and said it would have been the strongest regulation. But he said it was important to find a compromise bill that had a chance to pass.
We cannot afford to walk away from this issue. We have an obligation to the people of this state to pass legislation this session that protects consumers.
The unveiling of this bill comes in the wake of revelations that Assembly Speaker Mike Sheridan is dating a lobbyist for the payday loan industry. Democrats acknowledged that news had been a distraction, but Wausau Representative Donna Seidel said it was a working group of six Democratic lawmakers that developed this plan.
There was not a single lobbyist present at one of the conversations or working sessions that this group had, nor was the speaker or anyone from the speaker's office present as well. So we can assure each and every one of you that this was arrived at without the fingerprints of lobbyists.
Speaker Sheridan was not at the press conference, but said in a written statement issued later that he supports the bill. A spokesman for Senate Majority Leader Russ Decker says Decker hasn't seen the plan, but the compromise seems like a move in the right direction. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.